Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning, Chris. We've got quite a potent day. It's the 13th.
That's right.
Friday the 13th.
That's
we have a full moon.
Yeah.
Gee, what could happen?
Well, I'd say stay home, pull up the covers, and put the pillow over your head.
I'll listen to good radio. There you go.
That's it. Exactly. We still haven't seen the president-elect's tax returns.
No, we haven't, and it may be a good bet that we're really not going to.
Probably,
but
yeah.
That doesn't mean that there might not be that opportunity the next time around. Now, according to President-elect Trump, most Americans don't care that he hasn't released his tax returns. We heard that in the press conference. But according to a Pew Research Center poll, they do, 60% of them, in fact. As the sparring continues, one Hawaii lawmaker wants to be sure this won't be an issue next time in 4 years. Representative Chris Lee announced this week he'll introduce a bill to require future presidential candidates to release their tax returns in order to be placed on the ballot in Hawaii. He says there are a few other states doing the same in California, New York, Massachusetts, and a few other states. We talked after his announcement, and I asked him whether the move is a long shot.
It only takes one state to act to provide transparency to the entire country to ensure that the highest office in the land and the president is making decisions on behalf of people and not at the expense of taxpayers to boost their own bottom line or cut a deal for one of their own companies. It's been frustrating for a lot of folks seeing a lot of delays over how the president's going to move forward, creating a firewall that maintains solid ethical footing to ensure that his companies and those relationships with his family that is running those companies aren't going to impact the decisions being made on behalf of the people.
Yesterday, during the press conference, Mr. Trump said that Americans really don't care that he hasn't released his tax returns, most Americans, that is. But according to the Pew Research Center, that's not necessarily true, that 60% of Americans think that he should release his returns, and 33% said that he doesn't have a responsibility to do so. But it really was split along partisan lines. Do you expect that same kind of split to be the response to the measure that you want to put out?
You know, I don't. I think, especially here in Hawaii, we recognize that this isn't about Democrats or Republicans, because if we take this step and require transparency in this manner, it affects any Democrat or Republican president moving forward. And I think that's something that everybody can agree on. We are one country. We are all Americans. The president, whether they're from our party or another, is the president of us all. And we have an obligation, I think. We have to hold that highest office at the highest regard and make sure that there's no conflicts of interest. We've seen, I think, a lot to raise some concerns about that this go-around, where you've had a number of appointments, some political insiders and CEOs and others that have serious and significant potential conflicts that have been raised. There's not much that can be done, but what we can do for the future is ensure that at least the tax returns and the funding that the president's receiving personally, we can ensure won't compromise some of the decisions that are going to be made on behalf of us all.
So, Representative Lee, what happens, for example, if this were to pass in Hawaii or even in one or two other states, or what happens if it doesn't pass at all?
Well, I think if it passes in one or two states, whoever runs for president the next time around, whether it's President-elect Trump or Democrat or anybody else, they would have to release their tax returns, just as every president in modern history up until now has done, so that the public can plainly see that there's no immediate conflicts of interest that would be raised. And if it doesn't pass, and there does happen to be somebody running, or President Trump runs again the next time, a lot of these questions could persist and would only create a lot of disillusionment in this already very difficult political climate. And I think we'd rather go the route of transparency. That's something that we have an obligation to do on behalf of everybody here.
The question sort of remains, is this going to make a difference in the short term? Is this going to set any sort of precedent that people will hearken to and remember once we're even 6 months into the presidency of Donald Trump?
You know, I don't think it'll make an immediate difference, because I just personally don't believe the president's come this far and refused to disclose his own personal financial ties. I don't think anything we do now is going to change that, but 4 years from now, the next election, if we do pass something, it could. And I think that's something that perhaps at that time could answer a lot of the questions about some of the decisions that have been made over the next 4 years. That's something I think that could have an effect at that time.
Given the composition of our state and of our state legislature, relative ease in being able to see this move through?
I would never say anything's easy here, even though it's a fairly Democratic state. But I do think the discussion at the national level certainly is being felt here, even as remote as we are from Washington, D.C. Again, if we are one of just a handful of states that even moves this, it does create transparency for the entire nation. And I think that's something that we can do as a state where we have the opportunity to move something forward. And I think that's something at least a few of my colleagues so far have seemed to understand.
So when will the other states also put forth their measures that are in concert with ours? Is that happening also this year?
Yeah, there's a few of them that are moving forward, and their legislative sessions are typically a little bit different than ours in timing, but generally early this year, these things will be moving in states around the country.
Well, we're going to be watching that and see how it happens not only in Hawaii, but how it looks nationally, too. Thanks very much for the time.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
Representative Chris Lee is currently the chair of the Committee on Energy and Environmental Protection and is introducing a bill to require future presidential candidates to release their tax returns in order to be placed on the ballot in Hawaii.